I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Let's hang out. Let's hang out. And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We have a lot of events coming up. We're really excited to get our trivia kicked back up again. We also have a Teenage Bounty Hunters watch party on January 23rd for our patrons. So if you want to join that, make sure you join our Patreon before January 23rd.
We are going to kick off our trivia this year with a 2020 trivia wrap-up of the year. And that is going to be happening two different days, same question set. So either January 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, or January 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
We're also hosting a She-Ra trivia night. We are so excited. We had a blast at our last one. She-Ra trivia will be February 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and February 20th. 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. I'm doing so good with my time zones. If you want to see more about those events, check out our Facebook page and our Eventbrite to make sure you are all up to date. We are very excited. We have just released our first official sneak peek trailer for The Flame, our original podcast musical. We've been working nonstop on the music. I've gotten a lot of the instrumentalists to do they're instrumentalist things. So exciting. So our trailer for The Flame is the new version of Maybe Today with all the strings and the horns.
We have our RSS feed set up, which means that you can now look for The Flame on any app that you use to listen to podcasts. And that also means you can subscribe. And we know it's still not coming out until June. Yes. But as long as you are subscribed, that means that as soon as we have any new trailers or any first episodes coming out, you will get those immediately. So make sure that you go check it out. You can hear one of our first songs and you can subscribe so that you're ready when we get to the summer. In the greater Liz universe, or at least sort of the tangential Les universe, right? We just wanted to shout out specifically all of the WNBA players. I know, you know, we're a little removed from it now. We record these a little ahead of time, so we're sort of in the midst of the Georgia Senate elections. And so we just wanted to shout out because there are, you know, a number of queer WNBA players, and they were such an instrumental part of especially getting Warnock elected and kind of raising the visibility of that race and everything. So we just wanted to give them a dedicated shout out, obviously not to ignore anybody else's contributions to those elections as well. But we just thought it was worth mentioning.
Also want to mention, on a lighter, more nonsensical note, I wanted to talk about
lighten it up.
Ratatouille, the TikTok musical. You know, we both love TikTok. We both love musicals. They put on a live show, or it's all pre-recorded, but they put on a show and they raised $1.5 million for the Actors Fund, which is incredible. A huge amount of money, obviously. And the Actors Fund helps actors who are out of work right now. Obviously, Lee and I care a lot about the Broadway community. We are hiring some Broadway actors for our own show, but we are just, I'm really, really happy that this ridiculous thing that happened on TikTok is raising money for a really positive cause and spreading joy. So,
is TikTok a force of good in the world? See me on my soapbox later on.
Exactly.
Finally, one thing that we want to talk about, because of course we have not yet gotten to watch it as of recording this, but by the time this episode airs, everybody should have been able to watch the Batwoman premiere. It came out last night, so if you haven't had a chance yet, go check it out. I am super psyched. We've been following along, obviously, with all of the, you know, teasers and the promo photos and all of that. We cannot wait to see our new Batwoman. So that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. And welcome to our 57th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
It was fun. It was great. But it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, there is nothing wrong with wanting to feel strong and graceful and beautiful for once in your life.
Yes.
We just want you all to know that.
This week, we are talking about Ice Princess. We've gotten a lot of requests for this one, so we're really excited.
We figured it's still wintry. It's, you know, it's good. It's a
yes.
good time of year to do it.
It feels
right?
very festive. It's in New England, so I felt like, ooh. Let's do this. Let's do our IMDb synopsis. Lee, I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. The IMDb synopsis. For anyone who has not seen Ice Princess, buckle up, everyone. With the help of her coach, her mom, and the boy who drives the Zamboni machine, nothing can stop Casey from realizing her dream to be a champion figure skater.
Wow.
Can we talk about Hayden Panettiere erasure real fast?
Yeah, I figured you would have a big issue with this IMDb synopsis, but I figure you're going to fix that in your gay synopsis. So I also love how the boy who drives the Zamboni machine is in the synopsis. Is this a joke?
Yes. Yes, it is.
To be fair, Teddy seems like a sweet boy, but he did not.
Look, we're going to talk about Teddy.
Teddy did not help her with her skating.
I mean, he did make the ice smoother for
her. Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah, anyone who drives a Zamboni can do that.
Every Zamboni driver is instrumental in the careers of every ice skater on the circuit. I think that's what this IMDb synopsis is teaching us. Right
I guess
now.
That makes more sense now that you say it that way.
Look, don't forget the Zamboni drivers, Ellie. They're the backbone of the skating
oh,
world.
Oh, God. It's so bad. I can't.
He drives it to her pond,
to
for
be,
God's sake.
To be fair, too, pretty much everything about this IMDb synopsis is wrong. Her coach yes. didn't help her.
No.
Her mom didn't help her. And the boy who drives the Zamboni machine didn't help her.
You know what it sounds like to me, Ellie? It sounds like we need a gay synopsis for this movie.
We truly do. We truly do.
Hit me. Hit me with your gay synopsis.
Okay, so my gay synopsis for this, the mom, we'll get there. But she's instrumental to the gay synopsis. So, daughter of single lesbian disappoints her mother by trying to be straight and be an ice princess.
The most accurate ever.
That is my synopsis.
Okay. My gay synopsis, I decided to go more of the, if I wanted to, like, convince someone to watch this movie route, what would my synopsis be? So my synopsis is, am I over my Hayden Panettiere crush? Apparently not. They're on ice.
Yes. Hayden Panettiere on ice.
On ice. I'm here for it. Yep. Sign me up, coach.
I'm so here for it. There's just multi-generational gay that we're going to get in this film. So we're going to dig into it. I'm so excited. What was your experience with Ice Princess?
This is season four is I've never seen these movies season for me. I'd never seen it. I don't know how I somehow missed it. Because it was like, this was peak years for me to like have watched this movie.
2005, right?
Yeah, definitely had not seen it. So this was a delight for me this week. I will be honest. I mean, we have gone back and watched some questionable things lately.
What, like Austin Powers Gold Member? Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Gold Member was hard to sit through. I'm just saying, I went into this with low expectations, and it blew them out of the water.
Out of the
melted ice. It delighted me. I enjoyed this tremendously.
Oh, it's a great film. I love... First, also just like, I love old Disney movies. Like, they're just, they're so good. They're so perfectly, like, the formula is so right.
This one really stood out to me too. Like, it just, not even just nostalgically, like, I just really enjoyed this. Give me Dawn Summers and Claire Bennett ice skating together and I'm happy. That's all it takes.
That's all you need. Yes, when I saw Michelle Trachtenberg again, there's something about her that just brings you back. Also, Harriet the Spy should have been gay. Yes. Needs to happen.
Yes. Needs to happen.
Where is Michelle Trachtenberg now?
I don't know. Is she still doing anything?
I haven't seen her in a movie in a very long time. And watching her last night, I'm like, I miss her. Where is she?
I do too. You know, it's funny because I feel like I'm, you know, in the small minority of people that like never really hated Dawn when she was on Buffy. Like I loved Dawn. I thought Dawn was great. I don't know if she's done anything more recently. I can't remember seeing her in anything.
Okay, so it seems like she's doing some voiceover work. So that's cool. Oh. She's been doing some animated work.
A couple TV movies here and there.
She hasn't been in anything since 2018 or 2016.
Michelle. Come back to us, Michelle.
I really want her back.
Oh, she was in Gossip Girl. I do remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle,
look,
come back
more,
to our screens.
Michelle Trachtenberg, you are welcome back on our screens anytime, especially if you wanted to do, like, say, the sequel to Ice Princess, where, like, Casey and Jen, like, team up as, like, a same-sex skating duo team. Like, I'm just putting it out there in BD, just an idea. Hollywood, come at me. Okay.
I am so for that. So so my experience with Ice Princess is 2005 was definitely, as you said, peak watching Disney movies. So I've definitely seen it. I remembered it, but didn't remember it as vividly. And on this rewatch, I was also delighted. It's great.
Look, from the very opening credits when Avril Lavigne started singing and I was like, sold. Done.
Wait, I'm dead. Wait, Avril Lavigne was singing in the opening credits for you?
I think so, yeah.
Because for me, it was Ally and AJ.
Oh, maybe it was and I... No, no. It had to have been Avril Lavigne.
I wonder if you were listening... Like, because it's funny because I wrote this down. I saw in the captions it said Ally and AJ.
Oh, did it? What was the song? Because all I know is, like, in hindsight, I feel like it opened with an Avril Lavigne song.
Okay, the song is called No One. All right, so bottom line, the song that it opened with seems gay because we both noticed it.
It definitely left a gay vibe on me. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Ally and AJ, No One. Oh,
how could I have mistaken that? I'm so disappointed.
But you know what? To mistake Ally and AJ for Avril Lavigne is the highest compliment to basically all three of them.
And it was their birthday, their fucking birthday.
Listen. Yes. But yes,
all I
the
know
opening
is from the credits, I was hooked. I was like in. I was like, yep, this is like that era and I love it and I'm here for it. And plus then we opened with like a super giant science nerd and I was like,
I know,
just
Lee.
This movie straight into my veins. Like, who are we even kidding?
The amount of times they talked about physics. If we could make a drinking game for this movie.
I loved it.
Oh, my God. Just the science was great. So we open Michelle. Also, I said this before, but I will say this to our podcast listeners. I could not remember their names. I kept calling them Michelle, Hayden, yeah. Joan. Oh, yeah. Luckily,
Kim.
The mom's name is Joan. Joan Cusack is named Joan in the film. So Michelle / Casey.
Casey and her nerdy friend. I love them.
So I know you're going to ship Casey and Jen, or I'm assuming.
100%.
Okay, so I ship Casey and Anne.
I can see it. I feel like they were dating when the movie started. You
they
know?
Literally were dating. They both are wearing the gayest outfits, pretty sure like flannels, and they're just like walking down the hall together. And then, of course, because it's Disney, they had to throw a random man in. And I need to mention this quote because it's actually really relevant towards the end.
I'm ready.
So Anne sees this boy walk by and she's like, oh, he's so beautiful. One day he'll need tutoring and I'll be there to tutor him.
Oh, my God. Stop
and
it.
Then I'm just going to bring us all the way to the end because at first I ship Casey and Anne. Then I decided, oh, wait, maybe Anne and Jen, because at the end, I know we'll get there, but this line just needs to be repeated. At the end, Jen and Anne are sitting next to each other, and literally, Jen goes, oh, you're good at math? Do you tutor?
Stop it. Someone write me the fanfic right now.
And I was like, they know.
Give me that fanfiction. Give
like,
it to me.
Disney did this callback, so why would you have it be spoken by Jen and not a man?
No, but here's the other thing. Not only is the callback with Jen, but right after that happens in the opening scene, what immediately follows that? Right?
The stare.
The immediate thing that happens after they have that moment talking about the beautiful guy, they have what I swear is the weirdest scene that I've ever seen in a movie that is trying to pretend that it is straight. Because here, for anyone who hasn't watched it, let me paint you a little word picture, okay? So Casey, Michelle Trachtenberg, and her friend Anne, both giant science and mathy nerds, are walking down the hallway when suddenly the music shifts. It now has a little beat. It's a little sensual. It's a little slow panning camera to Hayden Panettiere staring, just like eye contact, opening scenes of like a love movie, ba-da-da-da-da type of stare, right?
It is and truly intense.
She walks over to Casey and Anne, both of whom's faces, whomst has a face.
Of gay like panic, of like, this hot girl's walking towards me.
Orgasmed on the spot. It is confusing, my friends. It is confusing from the perspective of somebody expected this to be straight. Because what is the heterosexual explanation for that scene? Somebody, please, at us. I literally have nothing. I can come up with nothing. Am I going to talk about this movie for 3 straight hours because we've already spent 20 minutes on the opening 10 seconds of it?
Yes.
I don't understand. They literally both look like they creamed themselves when she walks over.
And so did Lee. But like, it was
look,
so...
all I'm saying is I understand where they're coming from, okay?
It was.
Hayden Panettiere's a lot sometimes.
It was so dramatic. I'm like, why did you do this? But whatever. Then she like hands her an invitation. You're like, oh my God. And she's like, my life has finally begun. I got an invite from Hayden Panettiere.
Okay, but also Jen walks over and is like, oh, you're so-and-so, right? You're in class with so-and-so, right? And you're like, what, do you have her fucking schedule memorized? Like,
yes.
Why are you all in love with each other? I don't understand. Who directed that scene and what did they think was happening in it? Because
it's so gay.
I have nothing.
There's nothing.
This is all I have. I have nothing.
No. It's so gay. So after that, we go like pretty soon into her figuring out like, oh, I'm going to do this like physics experiment with the ice skaters, which literally is just her taking a camera and staring at women's bodies.
Specifically,
and analyzing
she is like,
them.
She is like following Jen around with a camera, right? So here's the premise of this movie. Hayden Panettiere walks up in slow motion with like a four on the floor beat to to Casey and her friend. And then Casey's immediate reaction is like, I know, I'll go film her ice skating for hours for science.
Yeah.
The straightest movie I can imagine, gentle viewers. There's just nothing straighter than
for science.
For science. I must zoom closer for science. Yeah, of course. Of course Hayden skates, Jen skates, and that's what Casey lands on for the project, for her scholarship. Who cares about that whole storyline? It is gay. Also, Jen spells her name with a G. Gay.
That's gay.
Let's get all my early notes out of the way. Gay, 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 gay. Oh, wait, my other early gay notes are about Joan. The mother, Casey's mom.
Joan is so gay.
Joan is so gay.
So gay.
Oh my God. The first conversation that they have where she's like, she says some quote or something and she's like, do you know who said that? I think it's Casey who says like, I'm guessing it was a woman or something. Like, because of course. How would Joan ever quote a man? Not in that house.
No.
While she's making leftover tofu. I mean, like, come on.
It's so much
come
gay.
On.
Like, I'm like this. So to me, I'm like both of these women. So we have Hayden Panettiere's mother, who is Kim Cattrall. Tina is her name in the film.
Tina and Joan have some tension.
Tina and Joan have some serious tension. And I am going to just create some weird story for them because I don't care. But... like, they have a weird rivalry that goes back. And when she asks, like, what kind of issue does she have with her? I feel like Joan and Tina used to date.
Oh, God.
They
yes.
are exes.
Yes.
And they had this weird thing that was all a secret. They're both divorced. So clearly, like, the men in their lives are nowhere to be found. So clearly, like, didn't
There's
end
There's never
well.
A mention of a dad, like, in this movie.
No.
Right?
No.
Non-existent. What we do here is, I guess you just never quite get over hating the prom queen. And I'm like, there is a story.
Get over dating the prom queen, Joan.
I am picturing like they had a romance, like a high school thing, and they were in love. But then one of them was like the prom queen. And she like, you know, wasn't willing to be open or
yep.
wasn't cool with it. Somebody write me this fan fiction too. Look, here's the thing. We're going to be giving a lot of prompts tonight. So I need them all. Okay.
Pick
please
them up.
And thank you.
Take them.
Email us. letshangoutpod@gmail.com. Okay. So.
No, well, that's
so
why.
Let's...
Because I swear to God, everything that Joan does in this film.
Oh, it's so gay.
Is number one, so gay. But number two, like, this is horrible. But how I would envision myself as a mother, if I raised my child to be a lesbian, like mm-hmm. she's clearly raised her child to be a big lesbian, and she decides she wants to reject all of my lesbianism that I wanted for her so she could have a good life as a lesbian, and
look,
she decides she's straight with the Zamboni boy, not having it.
The mom with the let's go to your Harvard interview, here I bought you this blazer,
this pants suit.
I bought you this blazer, here let's go. And then that first time when they're going, Casey turns around and she's like, mom, there's something I have to tell you. And they never explain this. Mom, there's something I have to tell you. Joan flings her arms out and is like, I just love you so much, and like gives her this giant hug, and then like they never mention it again, and I'm like, you 1000% thought that she was finally coming out.
Like,
and then when she didn't, you just like rolled right by it, you know, like just roll right past that moment and like never explain it. I'm like, what else was happening there in your head? Here's the thing. There are directorial decisions in this movie that make zero sense to me if you are trying to pretend it's not gay as shit, because it is.
So let's
jump back to Casey filming Jen first time that she shows up at the ice skating rink, because I also want to talk about the directorial decision that happens in that scene, which is that Jen comes over once Casey gets permission to film everyone. Jen comes over and she's like, you know, okay, fine, you can film me, but if you post me falling on my butt, right? She like threatens her if she like posts videos of her like falling on her ass. And she says, like, if you post me falling on my butt, and then what was the director's decision to tell Casey, could you please just stare longingly into space at the mention of her ass? And like, then let's cut to the next scene. And you're like, what? What? What is happening? I don't understand. And then as soon as that happens, that's when they introduce Teddy. And you're like, the beard is here.
The brother. The brother. Oh, my God. When I found out that Teddy was Hayden Panettiere's brother, I was like, of course he is.
Of fucking course.
It is the ultimate should have been gay trope.
Yes.
Throw in the brother as a stand-in.
Listeners, if we had a dollar for every time the brother stood in as the love interest, we would be rich lesbians indeed.
Quite rich. Quite rich.
Oh, it's so terrible. I hate it so much. And especially because, like, he's just, you know, again, they don't develop that storyline at all. All they develop is Casey and Jen. Right? There are so many things with Casey and Jen. Casey joins the skating class and Jen shows up to like demonstrate their little hop jumps, whatever. And
yes.
Like her face watching that happen again. I mean,
you know what I truly love about Casey and Jen's love story though? When we first start watching it, I thought it was going to be like an enemies to lovers kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually feel like I was looking at it from a, it was actually, they're very supportive of each other.
Yeah, they never make her out to be like the bitch, really.
Yeah, it was really nice, honestly. Like, I was like, wow, like, it doesn't feel like they're in competition with each other. Like, it actually was a pretty healthy relationship. I was like, wait,
what? I want
what?
This movie to be exactly what it is, but just slightly different in very specific ways.
Yes.
Because I love their relationship. I am so here for it. Like, there's a natural progression where they start out like they're not, again, they're, you're right, they're not enemies. They're not
fighting. Yeah, they're
fighting,
not they're friends. Not, like, they don't
they
know
don't
each other.
Jen,
but yeah.
Like, super bitchy and mean. She's like a little standoffish at first. And she's, and like, you know, Casey's clearly head over heels in love with her.
Of fine. Course, yeah.
But yeah, like, you watch their relationship progress. You watch her, like, you know, they're supporting and encouraging and helping each other. It's an organic growth to
it warms
the love
your
story
heart.
That clearly was happening.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, like
too.
It's just like it's very like it is very positive. Like she's cheering for her when they go to their first meet. She's like, oh, like you're in fifth. Like that's so exciting.
Wait. Before we even get to the first meet, can we talk about when Casey does the recital with all the little kids?
Oh my God.
Can we talk about, look, if we're going to talk about eye contact.
Yes.
Can we talk about the eye contact in that moment? Because again, like what is happening? Because from the standpoint of directing this movie, you have not set up Jen to be this hyper-competitive, bitchy, enemies person.
No.
So what is the point of having them just have this like pointed, focused, drawn out icon? They're just staring at each other. And I'm like, ladies, keep it in your pants, please. There's kids around.
Yes. No, well, truly, I think Jen is like, oh, I see you. Like, I'm impressed by you.
Mm-hmm. She's dude, Jen's into it in that scene. That's
yeah,
all
she's
saying.
Like, wow, hot. No, you know what is the best? Anne.
Yes, when she's filming
when
her.
When she's filming her and she literally says, you know, you look kind of hot.
Oh my God, stop it.
And I'm like, yes, friends can compliment each other, but like, you guys are gay together. That's all.
Also, look, there's the eye contact during the recital. And then here's my saddest moment is when Jen then asks her to go
to the party.
And then you can, you can tell, like, Casey thought it was a date, right?
She
they, like,
really,
show up at this party and she's like,
she's so sad that it's not just
for
the
a party.
Two of them.
Yes,
she's so
like,
sad.
So sad. Oh, it just killed me. And, like, I could write so many things about this movie. And, like, all of them just get better and gayer every time. Every time, right? Because then they show up at the regionals. What is it?
We need to go back to the party super quick because there's a moment.
I'm sorry. I'm getting too excited, Ellie. I can't keep it all inside.
I know. There's so much in this film and people have requested it so much. I do not want to miss any details because somebody's going
to
email us.
We're going to be here for 4 hours. I swear
somebody's going to email us and say, hey, you didn't talk about the hair. So she's at, they're at the party, and she's like, let me fix this for you. Reaches behind and pulls her ponytail out. What? She literally,
she's like, shake your hair out.
Yeah,
it'll look
just
fine.
Shake it out. And yeah, she, like, it's not like she's like, oh, take your ponytail out. She takes it out for her. That,
well, okay. Look, yeah, while we're talking about people telling Casey that she's hot and Jen doing her hair for her, let's just jump us ahead then to when she's doing her makeup.
Yes.
For their competition later. And she's like doing her eye makeup and literally tells her, like, you're hot. And I'm like, what is with this movie? And why are all of these girls so into how hot each other are? Like, what is happening?
It's because they're gay.
They're so... I'm like, come on, that is like gay tropes 101. Is like, the, you're close, you're doing the makeup, right? You're yep, having that moment. You're like, wow, you look really hot right now. Like,
yep, there okay, are so many moments.
Okay, Disney, is what I'm saying.
Also, like, I know Jen's supposed to have a boyfriend. We see him, what, twice? He brings her a burger. They kiss at the party. Like,
it's horrible.
He's non-existent.
It's horrible.
He's non-existent. Teddy is there a bit. Like, they do bond over physics, fine. But we've also seen in this movie, her passion is not physics. Her passion is ice skating. So they're trying to, like, put this thing like, oh, their passions line up. Actually, no. Her passions line up with Jen.
With Jen.
But we're going to just pretend the Zamboni boy.
Let's take a minute. We'll hear some sponsors. We're going to come back because go figure. I have more thoughts about Jen.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free. And when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Here's what I need to say about the storyline with Teddy versus the storyline with Jen. I understand. This is the thing that the late 90s, early aughts movies just fed us spoonful after spoonful of the brother stand-in for the love interest. But again, I just think we need to dissect it because we have to. There is no storyline with Teddy, right? Teddy shows up very infrequently. He's kind of like the afterthought endlessly. Yeah, again, like, they are kind of trying to play real hard on, like, he knows what inertia is. They're in love. And you're like, no.
No.
And it is constantly Jen who is there for her. It is constantly Jen who is supporting her. You're constantly seeing those scenes between the two of them, the looks between the two of them. And here's the thing. You can't tell me that, because I know we haven't really gotten into Kim Cattrall's character yet. We haven't really dug into Tina
Tina.
But there is a natural thing between, like, Casey and Tina's storyline that they don't put the brother in the middle of. They put Jen in the middle of.
True.
So when you have all of these situations where, like, Tina doesn't believe in Casey or doesn't think that she can do it or doesn't want to support her, it's Jen who's
yes,
always stepping in to be like, Mom, she's great. Like, she did this. She landed that jump. She's doing this. She's working so hard. She's got so much talent. She's so great. When Tina buys her the skates.
Oh, I wrote about this shit because this was the death of Teddy.
Yes.
Death.
She does not go after Teddy first. Teddy is not the betrayal, right? She knows what Tina did and who's the first person that she, like, has to...
Jen.
Has to get those emotions out towards. It's not Teddy.
It's Jen. Jen.
And Jen's face at thinking, like, that Casey could think that of her is devastated.
Well,
is
and...
devastated.
Devastated. And then when she goes after Teddy... Teddy starts defending his mother.
Yes.
He literally, I'm like, no, this boy is defending Tina for sabotaging Casey. And Jen's yeah. like, Jen is the one who gives this impassioned speech of how,
and
like,
then quits.
Quits.
And then quits. Quits.
Self-sacrificing for her girlfriend.
Right? To be like, Casey deserves that spot, right? I died. Yeah. I could not believe that she was so upset on Casey's behalf. She was so hurt by what her mother did. The way that she stands up for her in the hallway, like, to her own mother. And I was just like, oh my God.
So
give me
good.
This relationship. I ship a tall and a small always. I love it. Just give it to me.
Also, like, what is more romantic than literally giving up your entire, like, career, basically, that you've been working at forever to let your partner shine?
If you think the answer is driving a fucking Zamboni, you are wrong.
Yes. I was like, if you, you think the wrong. Answer is taking a Zamboni to... That sounds really sexual in a weird way. Taking the Zamboni to the lake... And giving her flowers.
No.
And never, incorrect. Ever standing up to your mother.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
I cannot handle, like, how much this movie sets up their relationship. I love it so much. Also, because I feel like we're going to switch over to the moms a little bit soon, I just want to have one more discussion, which is when, at the end... When Joan is having, like, this big fight with... They have, like, this big confrontation with Joan and Casey. And one of the things she mentions is she's like, and that shirt you're wearing. I didn't buy you that shirt. And I'm like, 100% that is Jen's shirt.
Oh, my
like,
God.
She's definitely got to be wearing her girlfriend's shirt then. So, here for it. I love it. Give me... I just... it's so frustrating to go back and watch these movies that set up, like, these beautiful storylines that they just refuse... to actually explore, and they're so perfect. They could have been so perfect. This would be such a good movie. I know we're rebooting everything in 2021. Just give me a gay Ice Princess reboot. Please cast Michelle Trachtenberg and Hayden Panettiere again. I need it. I want it. I think I deserve it. So that's what I'm
You know how
say.
Like they have Mulan on Disney Plus and you have to pay extra for it? Like I would pay extra for Ice Princess
oh my God,
too.
Yes.
Sorry, this is like, I want to talk about some of the other ice skaters.
Yes, please.
The like the rock and roll ice skater, like the one who's like,
oh my God,
the competition.
Yes, the goth one. What
yes.
is her name? Zoe?
Zoe, I think. Yeah, I think you're right. She was so gay.
On the list of fan fictions that someone needs to write me, can someone please also write me the obvious breakup that happened between Jen and this ice skater?
Yes.
Because I swear to God, there is some tension there, right? And they show up and they are like at each other's throats. And like my notes from the scene where you first meet that other girls, I was like, wow, they fucked. Like,
well, I love to. 100%. That is actually such a good take. I'm like being so serious. I completely agree with you. But because every time Zoe says something to Casey, Jen is there immediately
yes.
after to be like, oh, she said that to you. She says that to all the girls. Like, I've been through this before. Like, I'm
yes.
going to make sure you don't get into a toxic relationship with my ex.
I feel like dead. That is Jen's coming out story. Jen's coming out story is like falling for Zoe and then having like a super toxic relationship that clearly ended badly. And
yes.
I want it. I want the backstory. I want to know what happened. But I mean, she is 100% gay. Like,
oh, so gay.
Especially because you know how you know she's the pettiest one in the movie.
She's so petty.
She's so, well, possibly second only to Tina.
Yeah, you're right. And but like, I feel
like gay petty.
I feel like they're setting it up for Ice Princesses 2 for the jumping shrimp to be super petty as well.
Yes.
I will say too, Zoe is so, I just loved her ice skating routines because they had so much personality. They were.
And her outfits are gay as shit.
The outfits are gay.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is gay. Give me an ice skater who, when Joan is like, oh, you just want to look pretty and glamorous. Zoe doesn't care about looking pretty or glamorous. She wants to look gay and hot.
Zoe is ice skating in what I think are the skate equivalent of like Doc Martens, right?
Yes. Like Zoe is literally like the Joan Jett of ice skating.
Yes.
And you're like, what the hell? And she's so good. If I was in high school, I would have the biggest crush on Zoe. She is so like, she's so confident. She's got style.
Like she's the mistake everyone's got to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the Juliet Lewis.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you can tell because you can tell that she is jealous as shit that Jen showed up with her new girlfriend.
Exactly. And she's like, right? Oh, your new girlfriend's here. Let me psych her out.
Yeah. And then as soon as she sees like the potential to cause some drama, she's like, oh, new skates. Like they would.
She
know
takes
better.
It.
Yeah. She like that. She swoops right in. Right. She's yep. like, oh, knife out. Go for the kill. I see it.
God, I love her. You know how I know she's gay?
Everyone in this movie
I love
gets
her.
Gayer and gayer. Like, it's just, you can't top it. Except, while we're talking about tops, let's
yeah,
talk about
Tina.
Let's talk about Tina, as played by Kim Cattrall. Gay. Gay?
Gay.
Gay. Just gay. Right? Gay. Like, as soon as they get into this whole discussion about how, like, she's divorced and all this stuff, and you're like, yes, you are the high school prom queen who was not willing to come out. You realized some things about yourself that you finally couldn't hold back. You got that divorce. You've got this like really fiery, passionate tension between you and Joan that is very obvious.
Very obvious.
Like they have conversations in ways that I'm like, that's not how you talk to a total stranger. Like,
no, the first, it's like the first time they ever meet. Like she's like, oh, you're Tina, the skater. and it's like she's trying to be like, oh, I've never heard, this is the first time we've met. And she's like, yeah, it is. We've never met before. You know each other. Yeah.
I'm just going to say it again. They fucked. Okay?
100%. Look, 100%.
A lot of people in this movie have some history, okay?
Yes. But yeah, Joan is like so angry. First of all, so angry that her daughter's straight, whatever. But more so that she's spending so much time with Tina because she clearly is like, okay, so my daughter's spending all this time with my ex. Like, this can't be happening. That's totally what it is.
Oh, God. Like, I cannot handle how gay Joan is. I just can't do it.
Like, the
everything
outfits,
I look at from my notes, the outfits that she buys Casey, the fact that she, like, has that moment where she's like, oh, my God, you're coming out to me. Wait, what? I guess you're not ready yet. Let's blow past it. And then they go to the thing, the event that she's at. Like, it's, like, this little icebreaker thing. And do you remember the girl with the rocks?
Yes.
Where she's like, there's this, and that rocks. And then we do this thing, and it rocks. And I'm like, Joan could not be more obviously trying to hook Casey
Set
up
them
with
up.
That girl.
She's literally like, oh, you're going to be spending God. Lots of time together, huh, girls? What?
I think she literally says scads. Scads,
scads
of time.
Scads,
she is
yeah.
like, please date my daughter. I will, like, pay you money. Like, cold hard cash to date this girl.
Oh my
God. She is so invested in Casey spending time with this girl. It is a little much.
Yes.
Much like the Blazers and the Tofu. Like, go a little, ease back a little, Joan. Pull it back. Pull it back.
She can't.
She is so against, like, it's not even the skating that bothers her. It's like the heteronormative, like, you know, reinforcing yes. the patriarchy outfits of it. Like, she doesn't even care about the skating. She's like, I can't believe you're going to wear those twinky little outfits. And you're like, well.
I know. And it is like too. I know we're so harping on Joan, even though we were talking about Tina, because Joan is so gay.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, she was cracking me up. Like, I was just laughing out loud. I was like, this woman is forcing lesbianism on her daughter.
Well, and I feel like they're doing the same thing to their kids that they must have had, right? Like, you can see how Joan must have been the, like, out and proud lesbian in high school, and now she's like, it's okay, Casey, I'm here for you. You love who you love.
Yes.
And then Tina is like, I repressed this for years, and, like, I'm going to make my daughter into this, like, straight, perfect, like, picture-perfect skater and all this stuff, and you're like, just stop the cycle, ladies. Stop the cycle.
Just get, like, together. And let's talk about Joan and Tina, because they have this big confrontation where they're just like fighting at each other. And
so it's getting a little warm in here. Is it just me?
Right? It's so heated. Okay. And this is like the last thing that happens between them before we see them in the final scene. So it honestly cracks me up because they have this huge confrontation. Then Joan finally comes around and comes and watches. And as they're walking out, so the final scene of the like entire thing is basically Joan and Tina co-parenting Casey as they walk away.
Literally my notes, the last thing I wrote on this movie, Ellie, I just wrote the moms at the end.
Yes, like they're bickering and then they're like coming up with compromises at the same time. And I'm like, how long have you been married? They sound married.
They've been waiting a long time to get past their high school drama, I think.
Yes.
Now, the only thing that's problematic about that is, does that then make Casey and Jen stepsisters? And is that weird?
Yeah, that's why, like, I don't really ship Casey and Jen, because I ship the mothers too much. and I really just, I wish they gave us more of Anne, because she just seems like a solid, like, good friend. Like, so I was shipping Jen and Anne as well, because this is also in the last scene. It's like the tutoring thing that I said. And right after she says, oh, do you tutor? Then they throw a heteronormative thing and they're like, oh, do you know any cute boys? I'm like, are you serious? But then after, when Casey does really well, she doesn't win, but she's, you know, she does really well. They're jumping up and down and they hug.
And then they stop
and they stare at each other.
I noticed that too.
And then they hug again. And that is such, like,
that is coded.
That is so, you know that scene at the end of She's the Man where the two gay guys are clapping and they look at each other?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Like, that was that scene.
Yeah.
They're like,
But it's also like every scene of a movie that actually goes gay, right? Where you have that moment where it's like, one of you goes for the kiss. And then you stop and you like see where you both stand. And then you're like, we're both into this. We're both into this. And you go right back in. That is that scene. They just did it with hugging. Like, you cannot convince me.
No.
That is not a stand-in. That is coded. That's what's happening.
That was like the weirdest scene to me, because I was like, this is truly gay. Like, you literally threw in a moment where you look at each other.
Jen
like,
likes them smart. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
So I think like Jen at that point was like, you know, I like Casey, but Casey's with my brother, so like I'm just gonna get over that. But Anne's pretty cute.
I could see it. I could see it.
I mean, either way.
Look, give it all to me. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah. Either way, all three of them are gay. It's just like, how are you gonna pair them up?
So should we jump into our ships then, since we're here? Since we've landed here already.
Yes. Let's do it. Already, like 75 minutes later. But yes.
Let's talk about some ships, because there's a lot of them, and I'm honestly here for all of them.
There's not
a ship you could name, unless it involves Teddy in this movie, that I'm not going to be into. So let's talk about our big ships. I'm going to put Casey and Jen out there, just because I like their storyline. I like the supportive friendships to lovers. I feel like there's clearly some chemistry there.
Yes.
There's too many scenes of them just like pointedly staring at each other with like an awkward amount of eye contact for us to say that there's no chemistry there. False.
Oh, I support Casey and Jen wholeheartedly.
Okay, yes. So what do we want to call them?
JC.
JC. Kaysen.
Kaysen. Casey. Yeah, I like them all. Any way you throw it. I don't even know their last names at all, so.
Their last names are apparently Carlisle and Harwood.
Carwood.
Carwood?
Harlisle. Those are nice names. Either way, they fit together like a glove.
They do. They really do.
Like an ice skate. All right, so I'm going to throw out, like I said, Jen and Anne, because even though they don't get a lot of screen time together, they had some like really nice moments in that last scene where they're both supporting Casey.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to call them Jan.
I love it. No, I agree. I think there's untapped potential there that we needed to see more of, you know?
Agreed.
Maybe just like cut Teddy out and replace it with more Jen and Anne scenes. Give us some tutoring scenes. That's all I'm saying.
Right? I want to see what happens in their tutoring sessions.
Who else do we
have? I mean, obviously Joan and Tina. They are like life partners.
Gina. Are we going Gina?
Gina, yeah. I like Gina. I also am going to throw out Casey and Anne.
Yes. Yes.
Kaysan.
Can.
Can.
Can we do the can? Yes.
Can we? Yes, we can. I'm also going to throw out Jen and Zoe.
Joey, because they have a terrible ship name, and that makes a lot of sense, because it was toxic.
So toxic. I'm also going to throw out... Literally everyone. But I also am going to throw out Zoe and the jumping shrimp.
Ooh, Zoe and Nikki.
Shrimp. That's it. I do love Nikki. She's a crazy,
she's
cute
a little
ginger.
Intense.
Yeah. There's so many people who could have been shipped together in this. But I think we all can agree that Ice Princess should have
been
gay. All right, it's time for our Q and gay. Let's do this.
Q and gay.
All right, I'm going to ask the first question because it's a good one for you. Question one, what kind of nerd are you? A, physics nerd, B, math nerd, or C, Zamboni nerd?
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to go with physics nerd. Mm. I think that's probably the closest.
But what would you say? You're a chemistry nerd? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm more of a chemistry nerd. But really, all of my chemistry was secretly physics, so I think it counts.
Physics is everything, really.
It's fair enough. I'm okay with math nerds, though. No hate.
But not Zamboni nerds?
Well, not if they're Teddy and they're just the beard who ruins the movie.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Give me a hot female Zamboni driver and we'll talk. Question two, Ellie. What's your go-to snack at the rink? A, hot dog. B, nachos. C, popcorn. Or D, a salad?
Definitely not a salad. I'm going to have to go with nachos. I love cheese.
Can you imagine how sad like an ice skating rink food stand salad must be? It's just like iceberg lettuce and a paper plate.
So sad. Did you ever, can you skate? Are you an ice skater?
I can't skate. I'm not terrible. I can't like do anything, but I can like go and stop and like a little bit go backwards. I'm not fantastic.
Okay, cool. I can pretty much go and stop. I can't go backwards, but
I feel like I'm about like, you know, your pretty average like New Englander who has like lived
gone ice
near,
skating. Yeah, like right, I used to like, go ice skating for dates and stuff like that.
Let me put it this way. I can skate better than I can ski for damn sure.
Yes. Same. Yeah. Okay. Same. Question three. Would you rather skate in a rink or on a pond?
Oh, such a tough question. I feel like rinks have the advantage of like you get like your hot chocolate when you're done and stuff. And like that's always kind of nice. Although we were laughing because I mean neither Kelsey nor I are like fantastic skaters. And every time the Zamboni would come out, she's always like, every time Zambonis make the ice super smooth, she's like, it always just makes me so nervous. Like, it's so smooth.
It's too smooth.
We're not that good of ice skaters, okay? So I guess I will say a rink, but like maybe after a couple people have skated on the ice first.
I like the railings, so definitely not a pond. Yeah.
Plus, it's like it's cold. It's cold usually at a pond and you have to own your own skates, which I have never done.
No, me either.
OK, Ellie, question four. What type of skating jump are you? Out of A, a toe loop, B, an axel, C, a Lutz, and D, a Sackow?
I literally was barely paying attention to what these jumps are, so we don't even know what they are.
I still can never correctly identify one in person. So
I'm just going to say an axel because it's the one I remember.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. Question number five. What would be your skating nickname? A, the jumping shrimp. B, the leaping dwarf. Or C, the skate thief.
Oh, it's such a tough call. You know, I'd like to say I would be the leaping dwarf, but I would be the jumping shrimp, I think.
Yeah.
Is the real answer.
I love it.
I'm just not graceful enough for leaping to be in my name.
The jumping shrimp is pretty awesome, though, so I think it's fine.
I'll take it. I'm okay with it.
Remember, you can give us your own answers to this week's Q&A on our Twitter at Let's Hang Out Pod.
Let me hear you say, hip, 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 we're gay.
We love hearing from you and building community, so we want to shout out some of our favorite things each episode. We want to give a personal shout out to our new Let's Hang Out intern, Kristen Murison. We are so excited to be able to work with her. She is just a bundle of joy and such a hard worker. So we're very excited that she's on the team, and we can't wait for you all to get to know her a bit more when she starts helping us with our trivia events.
We also want to shout out at all of our backers for The Flame who received their Flame t-shirts recently. We know a lot of those have been starting to get delivered, and we've been starting to see some of the pictures that people have either been posting or sharing with us. We know, obviously, our fave, Ellen, posted a photo of her in her new shirt.
And Caitlin posted a picture in her shirt. Fun fact, Caitlin was my old babysitter. And she got a shirt. It's so sweet.
I love it. Also, they look so good. They're amazing. I'm so pumped about these shirts. So if you got yours and you love it and you want to send us a picture, it does bring us a ridiculous amount of joy. Or if you don't want to send us a photo, that is also totally cool. But we hope that you are at least enjoying it because it's making us really happy to see them.
Yes, it makes our day. And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Danny Griswold,
Jacqueline Rosenshino,
Sarah and Julia,
Carrie Ann Lawrence,
Danny Gunlock Tamora,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
and Tara Gleason.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Liz Chen,
Wendy K. Bartlett,
and Evelyn Smith. Thank you all so much. You helped make this podcast possible.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or you can check out our website. I will say our new website. We just got an entirely new website revamp from Vagary. They are amazing. So if anyone wants to look at our website and also wants to hire them, be great. But you can check out that new website revamp at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes as soon as they go up.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
If you want to help support the podcast, there are so many ways that you can do that. The first one is to just leave us a rating or a review on the Apple Podcasts app. It's so easy. We love reading the reviews, and it helps new people find the podcast.
If you want to support us financially, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. We love all of our patrons. We love hanging out with all of you in our Discord chat. We also have a new feature where you can do an entire year of Patreon support for 16% off, which is huge. So we'd love to have your 2021 joining us at our Patreon at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to get some merch, we have all of our designs up on our TeePublic. You can get them on all sorts of things like tank tops and t-shirts and mugs and totes and masks and all sorts of stuff. You can find that at bit.ly/lesshop.
If you want to find us individually, you can find me at Ellie Brigida on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.